Today is Thursday, January 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I just want to start off by saying I unloaded another box today, as you do, because, you know, life goals. And this was not a New Year's resolution because I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. It just so happens that I decided to accomplish some stuff right at the beginning of the new year, but it has nothing to do with the resolution. The box thing, for some reason, I had just been thinking about doing shelves in the garage for a long time. And then all of a sudden I was just like, you know what? We have a free weekend. Let's go buy a shelf, you know, or let's look at shelves. We didn't have anything to do on a Saturday. And, you know, what do you do when you're an adult? What do you do when you don't have anything to do on a Saturday? You're like, oh, let's go to Home Depot and see if we can buy some shelves. So anyway, I did that. It was completely unrelated. In fact, I think I bought the first shelves before the beginning of the new year. So who knows? But anyway, so I did that. And when I was piling everything up on the shelves, I saw all these boxes that had not been unpacked for years and years and years. And I was thinking, you know, if you haven't used something in, what is it, like 6 months, you're not going to use it. So you should just, you know, give it away, donate it to charity, throw it away if it's not donatable, sell it, you know, whatever. And so I was just like, I'm going to do that. And I, as I said before, I cannot bite off a whole elephant at once. I have to eat an elephant one bite at a time. And so that's what I'm doing. So I did. And the box that I did today had a couple of so thick technology books. I want to say they were not quite a foot thick, but like really thick. I bet like 10 inches, 9 or 10 inches thick, like really thick. And you dirty-minded people, get your mind out of the gutter. I'm talking about a book. I'm speaking to you, Gary, who, after I released my episode yesterday, says, I'd like to blow your pocket trumpet, or something like that. It should have been blow your pocket trumpet. Exactly. He said, I would love to blow your pocket trumpet. Yeah. Well, speaking of Gary, anyway, so I found my college diploma. So I did keep that, but I threw away the books because they were technologies that are older, and I didn't think it was worth donating. So I threw away all 18 inches of books, because there were two of them. I do have some Twitter comments I wanted to read really quick. One of them is from a listener who shall not be named, but he says, funny that you pronounce herbs correctly, i.e. like us Brits, and don't even get me started on Parmesan, caramel, and oregano. Keep up the good. So, okay, Dean, I'm going to try to say these the way that you would say them in England. Parmesan, I'm not sure how you say caramel. I'm not really sure how you guys say that, so sorry about that. But I do know you say oregano, I believe, for oregano. So I did live in the UK for a while, and herbs is one of those that I forget how to say. So like when you're speaking to Americans, you want to say things the way Americans say it, because they'll look at you funny if you're from the South, you know, with this strong, thick Southern accent like I've got. And then you're like, oregano. I'm going to put oregano. Or you say herbs. And the way they say it in America, or the way we say it in America, is herbs. I don't even know what I was talking about when I said it the air quotes correct way. But what I will say is I flip back and forth. So, you know, sometimes I say herbs, sometimes I say herbs. I guess it depends on my mood. I have no idea. But anyway, so there's that. And so then I have another tweet here from Kathy Bacon, and she says, no, 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 it's a racket. As a matter of fact, next time I buy a vehicle, I'm going to start out with, I'm not interested in extended warranty, and if you attempt to sell it to me after I commit to a vehicle, the deal is over, and I'm out. makes me think of Shark Tank. But yeah, no, what I was saying, I totally agree with you, Kathy, but at the time, because that was the first car I had bought at a dealership. So all of my other cars were used. And when I say used, I mean bought directly from the person. So I didn't go to a dealership. And so this one was the first time I had walked into a dealership by myself, or Mark was there, but he had, you know, doesn't have a lot of experiences in the U.S. as well with car buying and stuff like that. Although I believe at that point he had already bought a car, but he did like he got all these apps and found something online. And I think he did the whole thing online, like was able to get the financing, pick the car. I think all we did, he did everything online and then we just went, signed the paperwork and picked it up. But anyway, so yeah, so now I know. But at the time, I was like, oh, I don't know. Should I do this? And the deal, the way they get you is they do a, they said, this is the percentage rate that we're going to give you. And it wasn't that great because I was still building my credit when I bought this. And they say, but we'll knock a couple of percentage points off your interest if you get the maintenance package. And so I did it, but it was... because I thought, well, I'm going to get all these percentage points off. And I don't know, maybe it worked out in the wash, as they say. Maybe the interest that I saved made up for the maintenance. I haven't really done that math, so I don't know. But I'm not going to do it next time because I have really good credit now. All right, let's listen to this voicemail really quick.
Adam, Happy New Year. You know, it is so difficult.
Happy New Year.
Seeing as you have banned me from making calls that aren't real phone calls that cost me like $10 or $20 to call this silly American number. So I just can't keep track of all the things that I wanted to say about your last 20 shows. Anyway, I'm a little bit behind. Let me think. Ticket to Ride. Great.
I have not banned you. I just said, Scotty, if you wanted to win that competition, I needed you to call the phone number, but you're free to email me. I don't mind emailed audio files. I just thought for some people, it's easier for them to put a phone number in their contact list in their phone. And then when they think of something or they're listening to the show or whatever, it's easy for them to just say, okay, Google, call Adam or whatever, you know. But, you know, you can email me. Oh, my phone just responded when I did that. So funny. All right, let's... continue.
Great show, great game. Have you tried the app? I've got the app on my phone, which is good. Speaking about being fat, you're not really fat.
Something happened there. It stopped playing at 37 seconds. Oh no! What am I going to do? Well, let me download it and see if I can get it to play. Hold on. One moment, please. Technical difficulties. So he said Ticket to Ride is a good game. And no, I have not tried the app yet, but in the box, they mentioned the app. So I am going to try that. All right, let's continue here.
I don't know. Maybe you are since I last saw you. Anyway, I weighed myself yesterday when I was in Harvey Bay at my parents' house. 93 kilos.
I don't know how much that is.
You can ask Android or Alexa to convert that to pounds so that you can be shocked live.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to do it. Okay, Google, 93 kilograms to pounds. 93.05.03 pounds. Oh, dang it. I have a Google Home in here and I was trying to do it on my phone. So my Google Home answered. Anyway, it was like 205 pounds or 203 pounds. So I don't know how tall you are, Scotty, but that is a little bit more than what I weigh. Although I have been afraid to weigh myself.
But yeah, pretty sure that's more than you. So I'm a big fat giant hippo that needs to lose a lot of weight this year. And what else was I going to say? I don't know, something about your job, but now I can't remember. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting that you haven't learnt Tagalog in 8 years.
I know.
Wow, that's like...
I'm horrible.
That's bad. Poor Mittens.
I know.
I feel sorry for him. And I don't think Tagalog's that hard a language either. No tones or weird, you know, other Asian language things like Chinese or...
Well, that's true. There's no tongue
talking. Thai or anything. Yeah, you better get on that. Okay, well, have a good year, and I'll call you in March, April, or May. Bye.
All right. Bye, Scotty. Thank you for the call. So I think I answered as you went, but yes, Ticket to Ride's really good. Haven't tried the app. I'm more weight than I want to be at the moment, but I'm now trying the MyFitnessPal app. I liked Weight Watchers, but I'm going to try Calories again just because. And yeah, I need to learn Tagalog. I really do. And you can call you can send an audio file in the email. No big deal. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here, everyone. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. I do accept audio files if you want to do that. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.